Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley and welcome their executive director, Denise Figura. And Denise, am I saying your name correctly?
It's Figueroa.
So not even close. Okay. So not even in the ballpark.
That's okay. It's pretty close compared to some.
Figueroa, I apologize. Screw that up. 10 points from Gryffindor. Okay, so tell us about the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. How long have you been with the organization?
Well, I'm the founding executive director, so I've been there for 33 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like I should know your name.
And we are located in Troy, New York, and we also have an office in Hudson. We've been there, as I said, since 1987, providing services to people with disabilities and their families.
So right now, I guess I'm interested in your mission and how your mission has changed over the past 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mission hasn't changed. The Independent Living Center, a lot of people don't know what we are. We're not a housing program. We don't have actual rental apartments or maintain group homes. What we are is an organization that's run by people with disabilities. The majority of our board are people with disabilities. The majority of our staff are people with disabilities. And we provide, we have a dual mission, basically, to kind of change the community around us, change laws that protect the rights of people with disabilities, make sure that they protect the rights of people with disabilities. So we do a lot of systems advocacy, but then we also provide services, and those services are to help people live in the community. They are advocacy, peer counseling, benefits advisement, independent living skills training, and a lot of information and referral. We also have some very unique programs that help people get out of nursing homes or institutional settings. We help people with consumer-directed personal assistance services. We have a veteran-directed care program and youth services, as well as helping people with benefits, helping them obtain benefits, helping them with health insurance and Medicaid and housing. So we do everything that we can to support people to live in the community as independently as possible. And so the mission hasn't changed, but the way we've had to do our business has changed, of course, like it has for everybody else. So when the pandemic hit, we didn't shut down completely because of our veteran-directed care and our home care program, consumer-directed program. So we had a skeleton staff, but we had to mostly serve people through the phone initially, because we couldn't allow people in the building, we couldn't expose staff, or expect folks with disabilities to be able to come out and expose themselves to the virus. So a lot of the work we've done has been via phone. What has changed is that we've also started to bring food to people if they needed it. For people with disabilities, transportation is one of the biggest barriers that they have to getting out and in the community. And if they have to rely on public transit, it wasn't necessarily the easiest way to travel during this pandemic or the safest way to travel. And so many people were in need of assistance with getting food, getting prescriptions, getting equipment, medical equipment. And so that's a lot of the work that we've been doing during this time, in addition to our regular work.
So let's talk about that regular work. In the advocacy, mm-hmm. and the lobbying, what do you feel needs to be done? What's the top of the list there?
Well, as I said, transportation is always a big issue for the more rural communities. We've got pretty decent transportation in our cities, but we don't have easy access to rural transportation, and the things like Uber and Lyft are also not available to many people with mobility impairments because they're just not accessible vehicles. So transportation is something we're always advocating for, but probably the bigger thing at this point is consumer-directed personal assistance program has been under attack. We're concerned about the cuts to programs that support people with disabilities living in the community. A lot of the human services programs are being threatened with cuts because of COVID. A lot of it goes back to the COVID crisis. Mm. And so, we're concerned that the very programs that keep people in their homes are the programs that might get affected. Benefits being cut, home care services being cut. And the home care program has already been, under transformation in the last year and a half with cuts to it and changes in the way they deliver the service, which has threatened the existence of the program. And what's unique about consumer-directed personal assistance is that people can hire their own employees. They don't have to go through a home health agency. And the Independent Living Center or other fiscal intermediaries, we act to provide the support they need to hire people. So we'll process the payroll and make sure that all of the rules are being followed, the Medicaid rules, et cetera. But the person can bring somebody into their home that they feel comfortable with. And that's been really important during this pandemic again. To have people that you're either are in your family or that you're familiar with and, who can provide the services to you instead of having many strangers coming in and out of your home.
So in our last few moments together, how can people assist? What's the thing that you need as far as aiding in what you do and these weird times that we're in?
I think that paying attention to what's going on legislatively, we want people to get out there and vote any way that they can. We're really concerned about people with disabilities and other folks getting out to vote and having that vote count.
Yes.
And so those are all important things. We do have volunteers that come to the center. It's a little different now in terms of volunteers, but we do deliver, personal protective equipment to people, so if there are people who are available to help us with delivering food or delivering PPE to people, delivering medical equipment, that's always helpful. And of course, we have a volunteer board of directors, and we're always looking for people to serve on our board who have an interest in supporting people with disabilities living in the community independently.
Well, folks can find out more information. Your website is ILCHV, right? And that stands for Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. So ILCHV.org for more information. We're also going to have links posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable, where you can find out more information. Denise, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure. Thank you for the great work that you do and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.